Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of our PAC Politics Podcast. Our podcast is brought to you by our organization, our United Resource PAC. If you don't know, we are a tax-exempt political organization. Hi, guys. I am your host, Brittany McDowell, and I've got a pretty short podcast in store for you today because, quite frankly, this whole thing is not complicated. Like, it just seriously is not complicated. I really want to address why it is that we actually need to stimulate our economy and why we need to do it rather expeditiously. And again, I promise you, it's not complicated. So because it's not complicated, I'm not going to take a lot of time to discuss a not complicated issue. So sit back, we'll get this show started, and quite frankly, we'll be in and out fairly quickly. Hey, this is Brittany. Just wanted to shoot you a quick reminder. Look in the description box of this episode and you can find a link to our website. On our website, you can find our latest blog posts, you can find our contact information. If you even want to make a contribution, you can go over there and do that as well. You can find out the policies we are looking at and targeting as an organization. You know, I say all the time that we are a tax-exempt political organization. If you want to know more about that, again, go on over to our website, our-pack.com, where you can find out everything you want to know. You can do everything you want to do. We will gladly, gladly, gladly welcome you on our website with open arms. Again, check out our website in the description box below. So why is it that we actually need to stimulate our economy? We've talked about different forms of stimulus that our economy is currently receiving. We've talked about potential future forms of stimulus, but we really haven't looked at the reason why we need to stimulate the economy. We've kind of talked about, you know, oh, well, the people, oh, the businesses, but that's exactly it, right? So look, this is, again, probably going to go down as one of my quickest episodes, one of my quickest segments, because, again, it is not complicated to understand when you were truly looking at people, when you were truly looking at businesses. It is not hard to understand why we, in this very, very, very moment, need to stimulate our economy. You know, we've heard, especially from Mitch McConnell, we've heard about how businesses need protection, right? We need those liability protections. But quite honestly, at the most basic level, that's exactly what a stimulus is for business, is it's protection. It's protection for businesses. It's protection for people. This is why we need stimulus, because we need to protect. We need to protect Americans. We need to protect the American economy. We need to protect the American way of life. And we can only do that if we stimulate our economy. And the key thing here, and I'm not going to belabor this because, again, remember, it's not complicated. The key thing to remember is that we can't just stimulate businesses, nor can we just stimulate individuals, right? If you stimulate just individuals and you don't stimulate businesses, individuals are going to have money and they'll ultimately funnel that money to some businesses, but the money that is needed for businesses to safely interact with those consumers, those people, they're not going to have that money in a lot of cases. And they may not even be around so that way people can come and interact with them, right? They might go out of business before the fact. And also, we can't just sit here and stimulate businesses, because you give them money and then they have no one to come and shop, because when they don't have that money to shop, they, you know, they're out of luck, right? You know, businesses are sitting fat high on the hog, but no one's coming to buy their services. No one's coming to do anything. So we need both businesses, and we need both people to be stimulated. And again, it's not complicated. So I'm not going to drag this out. It's not something that you need an economist to tell you. It's not, just look at your own personal situation. Look at the situation of those around you. Even if you are an affluent individual and find yourself, you know, frequently around others who are affluent, which is most likely the case if that's your situation, you really have to consider that a significant portion of Americans are not in that same boat. And while you may not be in the same boat as them, you can't afford to be in a boat all by your lonesome, because we're a collective, right? Businesses need consumers and consumers need businesses. So that said, I'm not going to ramble. I could, but I'm not, because again, it's not complicated. This is why we need stimulus, because it protects both individuals and businesses.
It's fall, and you know what that means, right? You can find us on Facebook. No, I know that fall and Facebook have nothing to do with each other, but they both start with the letter F. So, according to my logic, perfect time to tell you about finding us on Facebook since it is fall. Isn't that exceptional logic? By my point of view, it is. Anywho, in the description box below, you'll find a link to our Facebook page. Check us out. If you like us, like our page, we'll be more than glad to have you. Again, find us on Facebook. Look in the description box below for the link.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that is it. That is my very quick episode this Monday. There were other things that I could have talked about, especially recording this so late in the day. There have been some news developments regarding COVID-19, economic stimulus and relief, but quite frankly, I really wanted to just touch on something that was so basic that I thought about, and I was like, you know what, I really haven't talked about this on the podcast, especially, you know, it's not something extensive, it's not something that's really complicated, right? This is why we need to stimulate our economy, because it's protection. It's protection for the American businesses, and it's also protection for the American people. And we cannot afford to stimulate one without the other. So that's safe. I hope you all have a good rest of your week. I plan to. I don't think that there's really much more that I need to say. I do want to say be safe. I really spent a good chunk of time at the end of the last episode almost begging and pleading with you guys for you guys to really take this seriously, because this is no joke. COVID is a killer and it is no respecter of person, right? It doesn't care your socioeconomic status. It does not care your ethnicity. It does not care your level of educational attainment. It just cares that you are a potential host, right? And it, from a biological perspective, wants to do exactly like we want to do, and it wants to survive. And it's going to survive by putting itself somewhere and trying to replicate, right? But just keep it from doing that. You know, don't be a host for COVID-19. I know this is, you know, the time of in season where, you know, we are frequently host to family members who come into our homes and celebrate the seasons with us. And, you know, we're, you know, hosting our family and our friends. But I begged and I plead about that, you know, and I'm not going to do that again. You either are on the same page as me or you're not. But just if you can keep from being a host to COVID-19, you know, even if you want to go so far as to be a host to your family and friends, I just please, guys, take this seriously. You know, I say all the time, wear your hazmat suit. If you have one, please wear it. That's like your only hope at this point. And if you don't have one, be like me and consider getting one, because it's getting really serious out there. So that said, you guys have a fantastic Monday. I plan to have a fantastic remainder of my week as well. And I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to our PAC Politics podcast. It's been a good one, been a quick one, right? Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.